Brooke Hammett, hands off Friday. Just won his fourth in a row. He's pretty impressive, sat in the death tonight. You must have a good opinion of him.
Yeah, his ability, mate, it's untapped at the minute. He's just running on ability. We only tried to win our couple of three-year-olds with him, and whatever he's gone on with now is just a bonus. And I think there's a nice future with him when he goes for a spell now and come back a pretty nice horse, I think.
Well, give me the Pants Off Friday story. Where did it all start with him?
With him, he's had a couple of preps with Rodney Ashwood and Skip. They did a really good job breaking him in. We put him in the paddock for a bit because he was sort of big and gangly and whatnot, and they had a good opinion of him when they broke him in, and they've obviously got a good idea of what they got talking about, the boys. And our track, we can't work the young ones on it, so Kate was good enough to let me go down to Piper's River with her, and I've just got a heap of young ones and just sorting through them, and luckily we found a good one.
Well, you've got a partnership now with Kate, and she's partnered this horse, got a good association. She handles the horse well.
Yeah, she's done a great job on him. He's been a little bit of hard to handle at his first couple of starts. He's been a bit naughty and swinging around, and Kate's done a really good job on him, and she's driven him perfectly. He lacks a little bit of high speed, but he toughs it out all the time. I think he's going to be a really nice horse.
You bred him?
Yeah, we bred him, me and my mum and dad bred him out. He's our half-sister to Bubba's a Fake, first foal. So, it's Sally's delight. His grandmother's been a really good producer mare for us.
And Bubba's a Fake, you're thinking of putting her into foal this season?
Yeah, she'll be getting in foal this year. There's too many to choose from yet, but now the bank rolls up a bit, we'll be able to go to something pretty nice, I reckon, because she still holds a track record here, and I think she should have a nice foal too.
Well, you're no stranger to having a good horse in your stable. This one has the potential to be one of the better ones?
He has the potential to be a very nice horse. Cat Bay, I think, was our best ever horse we've had, but probably give him one more try, but he's a crippled old crab at the minute, but no one ever saw the best of Cat Bay, ever.
All right, what's the future immediate future for Pants Off Friday?
He'll be going to the paddock. Dad's been home today getting the paddock all ready for him. He's going to the paddock tomorrow for probably 6 or 8 weeks, and come back and give him a proper preparation, and I think he'll be a really nice horse.
He's a four-year-old?
Yeah, just turned four.
Just turned four, okay. So he's a Raider Stakes prospect.
Yeah, very nice Raider Stakes prospect. So there's a couple of good ones, of course, with Bowtide and Costar Centurion, but he hasn't done anything wrong so far, and we probably shouldn't have run him his first start, just trying to get out late in the year, trying to win our three-year-old, so he probably should be unbeaten, really.
All right, Brooke, all the best. Could have a good one in the yard, and well done.
Thank you very much.